Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Well, good Saturday morning, and it is a chilly, it's a Thanksgiving weekend kind of Saturday morning, getting back into the great outdoors. Hopefully everyone had enough to be thankful for and plenty to eat on their Thanksgiving Day table. Hey, did it include any wild game on yours? What's your favorite game dish? Venison roast, pot roasted duck, baked stuffed goose, smoked wild turkey, quail, rabbit, squirrel, maybe something even more exotic. What is your favorite wild game dish? Text that to us, 504-260-1870. That's our number. Comes directly in here to the studio. This morning we're broadcasting from Baldwin County, Alabama. Got the fireplace going. It's a little chilly out there. Make sure you bundle up and layer those clothes if you're headed off to enjoy the great outdoors this morning. Well, you know, even though we're moving now from Thanksgiving into the Christmas holidays and New Year's, you really can't let down your guard and be distracted on the pogey boat or menhaden issue that the coastal Louisiana fishermen are facing. The Louisiana Coastal Conservation Association, the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, two organizations kind of leading the charge, if you will, against the opposing the notice of intent that's been filed by the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission. Last month's commission meeting, they voted 4-3 in favor of allowing the boats to come within a quarter mile of the coast, breaking a deal in less than a year that was made for a half a mile. And if you've got an opinion about that, a strong opinion you'd like to voice, the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission is taking comments on that through January 23rd. But most people feel like their mind is pretty much made up, probably won't be changed, but there's always the legislative session to go through. So you will be asked to contact your Louisiana House and Senate representatives, those who are on the Natural Resources Committee, and voice your opinion to them and let them know, as your elected official, what you would like them to do. Well, this week we're also going to tell you about a young man who thought to himself, I don't need no stinking deer licenses. And that was the beginning of becoming this week's bad boy of the outdoors. And as always, if you had a successful fishing or hunting trip, and I had a good hunting trip I'll tell you more about later, we'd like to include it along with your comments and questions. We'll add it with the reports that we get from our professional captains and marina operators. Do that by texting your message. It comes here real time. We'll share it with the audience, 504-260-1870. If you are headed out, it's going to be very cold. In fact, we have a small craft advisory, some strong winds down along the coastal area in particular. We're going to be looking at a northeast wind at 20 to 25 knots, 4 to 6 feet offshore, kind of taking the offshore picture out. Inside, you're going to have northeast winds about 12 to 20, which is not pleasant to run, particularly on a dark, cold morning. I suggest if you're fishing, wait a little bit. Of course, you duck hunters, be careful if you're headed out in pre-dawn darkness to get to your duck blind. Tomorrow, going to change a little bit, eventually becoming southeast 12 to 20 knots on the interior, but still going to have those brisk winds offshore out of the northeast. Not much tide range today, only a half a foot. Mississippi River standing at 2.5 and starting to rise, and that always brings about some changes. As far as precipitation, very slight chance today. There is a frontal system approaching, 40% on Sunday, even more percent on Monday as another cold front approaches and will drop the temperatures even further. That's what it's supposed to do. It's winter time. And thank you for tuning in to the Saturday Morning Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick pause for our sponsors, and then we'll be right back to kick it off with a fishing report and a hunting report. We'll chat with Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach in St. Bernard Parish. Again, you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's take you down there to Campo's Marina where they got those excellent shrimp down there and talk to Robbie Campo. Robbie, did you pack your turkey sandwich left over from the weekend this morning?
Man, I'm still stuffed from Thursday, buddy. It was so good, I tell you, Don. If I eat another, thing. You stick a pin in me, I might fly across and miss the go to or the lake. I mean, I'm stuffed, buddy. I mean, still stuffed.
But you know, I was looking around at some. I was going to say I was looking around at some of these turkey records, you know, and because I know you're a turkey hunter, and the biggest turkey I could find, wild turkey that is, was David Cody, killed an eastern wild turkey in Kentucky back in 2015. 37.61 pounds, a wild turkey. Can you believe that?
Well, I killed one last year that was 28, so that was a heck of a bird. But, no, I don't think I ever saw a 30-plus pound turkey. And the only place, Don, that I know that they grow that big is a goose turkey down in right in that Mexico border. But I tell you, that's a big bird, so. But, you know,
well, the biggest Goulds I could find, was a little over 29 pounds. So that's a monster turkey. But, you know, none of those come even close to the largest turkey that was ever recorded. This was a tame turkey, a domestic turkey. Guess what the weight was? 86 pounds. His name was Tyson, named after the boxer.
Well, I saw one on Facebook a while back that was 63. It was a tame turkey. It was 63 pounds. A girl's got. I don't know where in the world, but 63 pound of that. And I said that is a big old bird. So, but I tell you, Don, talking about birds, these guys are banging these ducks, man. I can't get over you know, because it was so hot. In the first part of the season here, and we had this little front come through, and this is kind of duck hunting weather, you know. So I mean, they did good Wednesday, Thursday with ducks, because people duck hunting early Thanksgiving morning. I got a bunch of duck hunters going this morning. Hopefully they get on them today. But you remember last week we talked about the model duck thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't open until, for the first 15 days.
Correct.
You would not believe how many people come up to me and said, thank you for bringing this up. And I'm like, I didn't bring it up. I brought it up because somebody killed some. Don brought it up that he wasn't allowed to shoot them. I said, so for the first 15 days, people read your guidelines because you don't want to be out there. And let me tell you, you get a ticket from wildlife, it ain't just go to St. Bernard Courthouse and pay this or wherever.
No.
You got to go to federal courthouse now. And look, it's more of a pain in the butt than it is anything else. But know what you're doing when you're out there. I had several people come up to me and go, I didn't know, Don. I'm
in
this marina.
And you're in the business.
I would know, and I didn't know. I had no idea that you couldn't shoot a mild duck. So people read your guidelines before you go out there and just know what you can shoot, what you can't shoot, and avoid problems and stay out of trouble because you will get ticketed. I promise you that. So just know what you're doing.
Right. Those are migratory bird offenses. They're also federal offenses, so you got to go to federal court. And, you know, I would partially blame Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Of course, it's the responsibility of hunters and fishermen to know. But you really had to kind of dig in to find it. I don't know that they made it highly publicized enough, because that's a big change, you know, to go zero for first 15 days. It's a technical thing. And I could understand if somebody did make the mistake, possibly the agents might write them a warning ticket on it if they knew that it was unintentional. You know, if people say, well, here's what I got, and they're not trying to conceal it or hide it, that kind of shows you that it was an honest mistake. But better to know, and I'm glad everybody is finally getting the word on it, but they'll almost be legal pretty soon. But 15 days of the first part of the season. In fact, last week I mentioned you might have to have an attorney sitting next to you in the blind, and I had an attorney texting in and said, hey, maybe this is a sideline I could do. So.
Well, you know, we got two more days, and then flounder season opens back up.
Yeah, that's so, good news.
Maybe these guys will be able to catch a flounder starting Monday, right? If I'm not
Monday, thinking, right? Right,
Monday.
They'll be back.
So that Monday, but you know, Don, yesterday we had 15, 18 mile an hour winds here yesterday. It blew really hard out of the north. We didn't see a whole lot of fish caught yesterday. A few people did stumble across some. Seems to me like they did better along that Rosita Hope Bay Lagoon area, back of Grand Lagoon, going towards Petan. They did better in that area than they did on my side over here, you know, in the Mystigo. Mystigo was rough yesterday. There was very few places that you could go to get out of wind. But nevertheless, you know, people caught a lot of mixed boxes yesterday. I saw a lot of freshwater cats. I saw some bass. I saw speckled trout, plenty white trout. I think this white trout thing is really starting to take off, Don, since, you know, the regulations on speckled trout are 13 inches now, and seems to me like everybody's catching 12 and still catching 12 and a half and 12 and 7/8 and 12 and 5/8 and whatever, you know. When you put them on an integrity stick, they're just not making the 13-inch mark. So this white trout thing is starting to catch on, and people are catching some really, really nice white trout. And up at Violet, in the hole in Violet by Martellus Castle, and also down here by the Hopedale Dam, I mean, some pretty ones. I'm talking, I saw a white trout that was 17, 18, 20 inches long. So that's good fish. I mean, And I tell you the truth, they eat just as good as a speckled trout. So don't listen to all these myths that, you know, they're trash fish and all that other stuff, because they're not. So, but I think the wind this morning it's calm, but we got about maybe a 3 or 4 mile an hour east wind blowing, a little, you know, just a light easterly breeze this morning. So it's supposed to pick up to maybe 8 to 10 miles an hour after the sun comes up out of the east, from what I'm hearing, and it might pick up more than that. I don't know, but that's what I'm hearing, that it's going to be 8 to 10 miles an hour or so. But nevertheless, your ticket for today is find some clean water. So if you're going to go back up in that Stump Lagoon area, or you're going to head out in the Bluffy Marsh, I think you could still catch some, you know. And it seems to me, Don, the more, you know, the concentration of decent trout, a keeper trout, I should say, is coming out of that Lake Eugene area, at Bob's Lake area, you know, still on a moisture reef out there. And today is going to be, well, this morning is going to be your morning to do that if that's where you're headed. I think Stump Lagoon will be good this morning. You're going to have to find clean water, because yesterday it was dirty. Now, the water in the bayou here is crystal clear this morning. You could see 2 feet down. And, cleaning the tanks a few minutes ago, it was crystal clear. So hopefully that's for all over. You know what I mean? So if it's clear here, and it was like chocolate milk in this bay yesterday. So hopefully the marsh has settled down, and find some clean water and you will catch some fish.
Very good. How's the shrimp holding out? Live bait.
The tanks are full. All you got to do is hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We got buku shrimp here, so We're not in any threat of running out of those guys. We got plenty of them. So plenty of shrimp. We got, you know, clean water, and come on down. It's a little bit cool. Bundle up and go fishing.
Yep, going to be some sunshine out there later on to kind of warm things up, and everybody needs to get out there and be careful. It's a big weekend, you know, this post-Thanksgiving weekend. A lot of people are going to be fishing and hunting. Thanks for the report, as always, Robbie. I meant to stop and see you down there. I had a duck hunting trip in Delacro Wednesday, but, man, the time just went by, and I didn't have time to stop by and see you. So hopefully I can get down there within the next couple of weeks and say hello. I got a thing coming up next Tuesday, I believe, about a restoration project, ribbon cutting, and I may make it down there, and I'll stop in and see you.
Okay, good deal. Hope to see you soon, Don.
Okay, Robbie, thank you. Robbie Campo, right, Campo's right. Marina, bye-bye. Shell Beach. As he says, hang the left when you cross the Wycloski Bridge. All right, coming back, I'm getting a lot of people telling me about what their favorite wild game dish is. If you've got one, text it to us, 504-260-1870, and it'll come right here to the studio, and we'll be back to talk about that, my duck hunting trip, and lots of more fishing reports. That's what we do right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, among other things we're talking about is wild game dishes. All the hunting seasons are going to be open. We got the deer seasons, the duck, the goose, and the small game. Even got woodcock season opening up shortly. It'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. Quail season. What is your favorite wild game dish? If you've got one, we'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. And we get this one in that says, every year we have pooldu gumbo for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Well, if you're lucky enough to get some pooldu. Pooldu, by the way, in fact, we bagged one, and we'll talk more about the trip I had with Mike Smith, L.A. Duck Hunts, Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. And one of the birds we got was, in fact, a pooldu, which is a French-Cajun word for water chicken. That's those slate gray birds with the chicken-like feet. They're actually members of the rail family. And a lot of people don't think they're very good eating, but if you know how to cook them, and there are some special ways to do it, can be very good. And a gumbo is an excellent way to do it. We also have the old snake doctor checking in with us this morning. He says his grandmother's squirrel dumplings were great, but his favorite game, duck. And Doug is talking about he and his wife, their favorite wild game dish is a squirrel fricassee. We were talking about a fricassee earlier this week. All kinds of fricassees you can make. That's another smothered down. You can do it with chicken, wild game. All right, the wing bone, the turkey wing bone call maker, checking in with us from Wilmer, Alabama. He had stuffed melatons for Christmas dinner, and they didn't last long. I can understand that. We had some stuffed melaton, too. We had so much stuff. All right, here's one. Captain Robin says, cobia throat is by far his favorite game slash fish dish. In the blind, most ducks I have seen in 3 to 4 years. That's from my buddy Captain Robin Patty. He's been sending some pictures. He hunts down in the Venice area, and there's so many hunters, particularly in southeast Louisiana, enjoying some really good duck hunting, which is a very pleasant surprise for this season. All right, we got the backstrap stacker. He's checking in this morning. He said the deer moved early Wednesday, and Mr. Tall Tines was in the truck bed by 4 p.m. Good deal. Nothing like hunting these fronts. His favorite wild game for Thanksgiving is always fresh from the field, backstrap. That's his nickname, the backstrap stacker. He's good luck to all the hunters in the woods this afternoon, except for Auburn fans. Yeah, they got that little thing called the Iron Bowl coming up today, and over here in Alabama, it's all the talk. All right, here's one. Good morning we're getting from a box stand in St. Francisville. The weather is beautiful. Enjoying the show. Happy Thanksgiving. We had a great one. Got a good buck and a doe. Freezer is full again. That's from Slim Dunbar. So I guess now you're looking for the big horn since you got the meat. Congratulations, Slim. And Roland Cortez, one of the premier goose and duck hunting guides across the coast. He's checking in with us up at Dave's Bayou Crew. Duck hunting has been good for them, too. And here's one that says the summer mallard, which is another name for the mottled duck. They were closed 15 days last year. Also, this is not the first year. That's Jay from Myrtle Grove. Well, it's news to a lot of people, Jay, and I'm glad the word has finally gotten out. Unfortunately, it's probably been a little bit late for some people. All right, we're getting more of these texts coming in. 504-260-1870. We'll get back to those. Got more fishing reports. Lots of stuff you and I love to talk about. We do it each and every Saturday morning right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, getting back to some of our text messages. This one says, my favorite wild game dish is pheasant in a Creole cream sauce. Delicious, they say. Well, I've never tried pheasant in that fashion, but I tell you what, there's been a lot of ways I do enjoy it. One recipe in John Foltz's cookbook is excellent. And then my buddy Carl Beyer, a fellow hunter, he's gave us a recipe for pheasant parmigiana, which is another really good one. Pheasant's just great. Just great. You just don't come by very easy to people in the Gulf Coast unless you hunt on a preserve or you make the trip up to the Dakotas or Nebraska or Kansas where they have wild pheasant. All right, the next one would be his son's stuffed quail, baked with potatoes, peppers, and turnips. Yeah, that's another good one. If we're making you hungry, it's because we're asking you to send in your favorite wild game dish for the holiday season. All right, we got a bad boy story to tell you about, and we'll do that right after we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, in this morning's bad boy story, it started off in East Baton Rouge Parish when Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Lieutenant Jared Riddle and Sergeant Carl Armstrong received information that Jari Rice was hunting deer during illegal hours near the town of Zachary. A background check indicated that Rice was hunting with his license suspended and revoked. Agents also received information that a person was hunting near Rice's residence during illegal hours in the early morning on November the 14th. When the agents arrived on the scene, they found Rice in the act of cleaning two does and a buck at his residence. During the questioning, Rice fessed up to killing the three deer earlier that morning during illegal hours, utilizing a spotlight and a shotgun. During the questioning, the agents learned this was not Rice's first rodeo, as he also admitted to killing two other bucks on two separate days in October, again, during illegal hours, with a spotlight and a shotgun. The three deer on hand were confiscated. They were donated to a local charity, And while cited for hunting deer during illegal hours with illegal methods, taking over the limit of deer, failing to tag deer, hunting while under license revocation, failing to validate deer, and hunting deer without possessing basic hunting and deer hunting licenses, and facing maximum criminal fines and civil restitution payback in the total amount of $6,700 and 120 days in jail, is 22-year-old Jari Rice of Zachary, Louisiana, a bad boy of the outdoors. Ooh, talking about spoiling your holidays, huh? Well, Jari, you got to learn your lesson, son. All right, charity golf tournament. This is to benefit the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. It's going to be held in Lafayette April the 26th. And if you're interested in sponsoring, they've got several levels of sponsorship packages. And if you want to contact them, Lucas Hidalgo is the coordinator of the event. I've got his email. I can send that to you, or his telephone number. In fact, I'll give it to you. It's 985-397-4118. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to be giving a lot of prizes away, some Bluetooth speakers. They'll have a lot of golf-related items, brand-name coolers, and some special contests, including the longest drive, closest to the pin, hole-in-one challenge, and a helicopter golf ball drop. If you've ever seen that, that's pretty wild. You can win a lifetime hunting and fishing license. Four-person scramble if you're a golfer as well as a hunter and fisherman. $600 for your whole team, and all the proceeds go to the LWAA, the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. You can find out more about them. Check out their Facebook page or their website. All right, getting back to our text messages. Let's see, we've got, we talked about the squirrel gumbo. No, we didn't. Squirrel gumbo is my best. That's from a Baton Rouge area listener. And we're hearing from Manley, the attorney. Manley says the fish were on fire all over the Delta before the wind kicked in last week. Last week he caught and released a 5.4-pounder. I'm assuming that's a speckled trout, which is excellent, north of the causeway. And by the way, no one's taken up him on taking care of checking on the ducks, joining him in the blind for an attorney fee. He'll represent you in the duck blind to let you know what's going on. All right, that's his offer to help identify ducks. All right, here's another one that says, I didn't have any wild game on the Thanksgiving menu, but I think some smoked duck or venison roast would have made a fine addition to the domestic turkey, cornbread dressing, crowd of peas, baked macaroni and cheese they had. Sadly, no melaton. Shout out to Chris Lecoq. His stuffed melaton picture looked delicious. That's from my friend David in Mobile. Wait a minute. My cameraman, Chris, he's holding out on me on stuffed melaton? I didn't know it. Well, I'll have to find out more about that. All right, keep sending them your favorite exotic or wild game dish that you like to share with your friends and family on the holidays. Which is it? You got one? 504-260-1870. Also, let us know if you had any successful hunting or fishing trips. We'll share that with our audience, and we'll be back to do that right after we pause 3 minutes for this quick break on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, a couple of minutes ago, Chris Lecoq, my cameraman editor for the Bayou Wild TV series, was mentioned as far as having a picture of some melaton. And melatons were really readily available, and they were very inexpensive. Most places were selling them 10 for a dollar, but I don't think they came from around these parts because David's and my melaton, that freeze that came through earlier, boy, it just knocked them back, and they were doing so well. But there's always next year, as the New Orleans Saints always say. That's so much for melaton. Anyway, talking about Chris Lecoq and Bayou Wild TV, since this was the big turkey week, we reran a feature I did, an episode called the St. Hokie Turkey. And if you do or don't believe in divine intervention, I do. Take a look at this show, and maybe you will come away with sharing my thoughts on divine intervention. St. Hokie Turkey was named after former NFL and LSU star running back Hokie Gajon, very good friend of mine who passed away a few years ago. Anyway, check it out. And on, by the way, you can get a bonus. John Foltz and I cook a turkey and andouille fricassee. We're talking about that fricassee. If you take those leftovers from your turkey, that's a great way to put them to good use. And, of course, if you want to watch Bayou Wild TV, we have a YouTube channel. Just go to BayouWildTV/YouTube. You can find us there. If you go to the website, you can binge watch all the back past episodes. It's about, I think we're on episode 199. Close to 200 of them are out there. You can watch them on our website, BayouWildTV.com. And coming up, a new episode, I think this will probably run next week if we get it done in time, called Fowl, F-O-W-L, Art. The guy we call the Weave, Chris Weaver, fisherman, hunter, extraordinaire. He's also a very talented artist. And we take you to his home and his shop and show you some of the work he's done over the years. It's pretty incredible. Check it out. It's Bayou Wild TV. You can watch it anywhere on YouTube. If you want to see a channel where the local listings are in your area, because we air all the way across the Gulf Coast and beyond, check it out. Our website, BayouWildTV.com. All right. Getting back to our text message board. Let's see. We got Biggie from Thibodeau checking in. Favorite game is Deer Sausage Pickup? That must be an autocorrect or something. It says Deer Sausage Pickup, but I'm sure it's Deer Sausage something else. But, yeah, venison sausage, very, very popular. A lot of hunters bring it to the professional processors, and there's no limit to the different flavorings and spices that they can put in a venison sausage, and that's always a good. You can make it lean, or you can make it like you would get regular store-bought pork sausage. You can have them cut it whatever percent you would like. Here's a question. What happened to the Bohemia WMA, Wildlife Management Area? Bohemia WMA, that's a word I haven't heard in a long time. The Bohemia WMA was located down in the extreme portion of Plaquemines Parish. It had some property along the Mississippi River levee and then extended out into the marsh. Unfortunately, it went away, and I'm trying to recall, I think the landowner, a lot of these WMAs are not state-owned. They're being leased from private companies or individuals. In Bohemia, I don't remember, but I think there was something about the land ownership being reverted back to either the levee or the families that originally owned it. I'll talk to Ryan Lambert about that. That's in his neck of the woods, and he may remember. But I did and used to hunt down there on the Bohemia. It was a pretty good deer hunting place. Those deer would get on the high ground out of the marshes. And the one thing I remembered about the deer in Bohemia, they all had huge hoofs because they spent most of their life in that soft marsh, and it was almost like snowshoes. They had to have those wide feet to navigate better. So you'd see these big tracks, but they were being made by pretty average-sized deer. But Bohemia, maybe one of the listeners can recall what transpired to shut down the Bohemia WMA. We'll find out. Maybe Ryan will remember. All right, here's another favorite recipe, smoked wood duck, oyster and andouille sausage gumbo. That's Ulski Bayou Boy in Terrebonne Parish. Smoked duck, oyster, and andouille, that, and sausage, that is my favorite gumbo. Not necessarily wood duck, but could be any kind of duck, teal, gray duck, wood duck. And then you put the oyster and andouille in that gumbo. Ooh, yeah, that's a good one on a cold morning. Smoked ducks or smoked meat. We had smoked turkey. Generally, I find, particularly in fried turkey, but smoked turkey sometimes can also be dry. This particular turkey was brined before it was smoked. And it was tender and juicy and just a great smoke flavor. One of the best Thanksgiving turkeys I have in memory. We remembered it very good. All right, somebody wanted to know, again, I get a lot of this question all week long, where does the Menhaden pokeboat issue stand? Well, here's where it stands. The notice of intent has been filed by Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. If it is passed by them, probably, almost certainly will go before the legislature, but it's to reduce the buffer zone where those big motherships and the net boats can operate. They've made a deal where they were allowed to operate in most of Louisiana's coast. Some areas were a little different. 1/2 mile offshore, the commission members voted to change it to 1/4 mile, and there's been a lot of opposition. So you can send comments to the Department of Wildlife and Fishery till January 23rd, but a lot of people think your time and effort is better spent talking to the legislature when the session comes in, and that will be in January. We'll stay on top of it and keep you abreast of any new developments. Coming back after this, Captain Darrell Carpenter joins us. RealScreamer.com time. He's down in Grand Isle. We'll find out how those winds are affected fishing down in his neck of the woods. Right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com and check in what's been happening down on the Isle of Grand Isle and areas east and west of it. Darrell, how you doing this morning? How was Thanksgiving?
Oh, Don, we had a good time. I mean, bunch of good food, you know, got to see people that you hadn't seen in a while, that type of stuff, the typical Thanksgiving. It was really a good time, and, you know, the weather cooperated to make it nice for us humans, you know?
I got that. Darrell, what about these winds? How's that affecting the fishing down there?
Well, I mean, it's all but shut it down, Don. I mean, it's been so windy down on the island, down on the immediate coast, that it's just been brutal, man. All week long, you know, you got to have everything tied down, moving the furniture around, that type of stuff outside. So it's done a lot. It's muddied it up pretty daggum good. You know, all the horror stories when you get into this time of the year. And our problem is we have no more land masses. I mean, it's all wide open bays for us. So it's just like trying to fish the Gulf of Mexico when this type of stuff comes. But what it is doing is it's setting up to where, you know, the side of the road and those ponds in between Elmer's Island and the coast, you know, there's the beach. Those are fixing to just turn on fire. I mean, they've had a little spree. We had that cold front earlier. You talked about your melatons and a freeze. We had a little spree where the side of the road kicked up real good. Maybe it just threw people there because the weather was so bad, and they found out there was a whole lot of fish sitting on the side of the road. And it, you know, warmed up. We got back in the boats and that type of stuff, and now here we come into this weather pattern. And it's going to start throwing people more at those side of the road ponds. It's time to start getting your suspended baits out. It's time to start, you know, practicing on walking that bait to mid-water level. Same thing with your plastics, because as this weather pattern continues and keeps on, the northern bays are going to get to where they stay muddy and choppy. And parking that truck on side of the road is going to be your best bet, and work those ponds because it's about to turn on.
Sounds like a winning plan. Darrell, you are in the central part of the state. The eastern part has been reporting white trout. And it seems to me the white trout are lasting much longer into the fall and winter than they are. Are they still pretty strong down there on the white trout?
No, they, Don, we were having, I guess, one of the best white trout years I can remember. And then when that freeze did come, it kind of shocked them a little bit. And I think it sent a lot of ours offshore. Because we saw a sharp decrease in it. Now, there are still some white trout up in the marsh. If you find those deeper holes, you know, you get into those marsh canals, and there's still some white trout up there. But, I mean, they were so thick prior to that freeze that we were almost cussing them, you know, and it was like, come on, man, I'm looking for something with spots on it. But that has kind of decreased a little bit. So now, you know, they're more of a hunting pack. Go look for them where you need to find them in those deeper holes. But, you know, it just, our weather came a little bit early this year, and it's affecting what we have to do. And, you know, it's getting to where those launches in Leeville and Golden Meadow are fixing to get real busy, because if you're going to fish the lower Barataria Marsh, you're going to have to start launching up there where you got a little ground protection.
Darrell, you mentioned pulling out the suspending baits. Explain how to fish those for people that are maybe just hearing about them, not familiar with fishing that fashion. How do you work them?
Well, your twitch baits, you gotta work them a little bit. You gotta play with them a little bit, if you will, to figure out what depth your fish are in. A lot of times they'll be on that thermocline, you know, where the water temperature kind of changes temperature a little bit. But the longer you let them sit, of course, the slow, you know, you get that slow descent. You remember the old sluggos, you know, and you get that real slow descent on them. And once you find that magic depth, Laura can't talk this morning. Then you start doing, you know, you start working the rod tip a little bit, twitching it, rolling it, rolling the reel a little bit. But you've got to find that depth, and it's a mental clock in your head. Whether you physically count it down or just use the mental clock in your head, when you find out what depth those fish are in, that's where you try to let your bait settle, and then you start working it and twitching it. You use the rod tip. You know, I tell people all the time, pop in the corks. It's not in your hips. It's not in your shoulder. It's in your wrist. You know, just use the wrist. And look, it's a confidence bait, Don. I mean, you might go out there and fish it four or five times and not catch anything, and you're going to want to throw it in the back of the truck and say the heck with it. But the more you use it, when you figure it out, that's when you say, ah, now I know how to work this bait. And now the fish know that I know how to work this bait.
Yeah, I like to use that bait when they're not quite ready to hit the top waters and they're a little bit down further. That suspended bait will get them. You got a brand name that's your favorite?
I don't, Don. I mean, we used to use the Sluggos a lot, and they kind of fell out. Then, you know, it's a lot of times it's what's on sale and what's on the idiot rack, you know, the little box sitting out in the middle of the floor. You know, Bass Pro puts out a lot of off-brand stuff that they work really good. They don't hold up real well, and that's why if you find one that works, you got to buy five or six of them. I don't have a particular brand that I'm stuck on.
Yeah, I kind of like the Mirror Lures. They've got a good array. Darryl, we got to go. RealScreamers.com on the website. Give them the phone number to call to book a trip with RealScreamers.com.
225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Stay warm. We'll see you next week.
Oh, and out of this wind.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll be back with hour number two of the Outdoor Show. More fishing reports, your text messages. Still looking for those favorite wild game dishes right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And thank you, Mr. Reed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Reed Allman for singing us back into hour number two. Boy, I miss Reed. He took off from the River Parishes area, grew up around Norco and Laplace, and became a really talented musician and recorded a couple of songs with me. And he moved out to Colorado, and boy, some beautiful air. He sends me pictures of what goes on out there, and I actually got a happy Thanksgiving message from old Reed. Good to hear from Reed Allman. Check him out. He's got some really great stuff if you're a South Louisiana music enthusiast. All right, getting back to our text messages, we're looking for our favorite wild game dishes. And a little while ago, we had, it's spelled O-U-I-S-K-I. Whiskey Bayou Boy. And I didn't catch the whiskey pronunciation. So Cousin Carl texted back in and said that's the way it's pronounced. Whiskey Bayou. And that makes sense over by Terrebonne Parish. Whiskey Bay, Whiskey Island, all that kind of stuff. All right, here we've got hunting has been really strong so far in Outer Delacroix. Yeah, tell me about it. I was there Wednesday, and I'll talk more with the guy I was with, Mike Smith, a little bit later on. Grays and green wings like we've not seen in years. That's from my buddy, a duck hunting buddy, Darren Digby. Darren, we had a lot of teal. I think we had 15 teal, but a mix of other birds. But the grays did not make it to our blind, but we didn't need them. We had lots of other action, and duck hunting along coastal Louisiana, particularly in the southeast, has been extremely rewarding and kind of a pleasant surprise, you know. And again, proof that you don't need extreme hard cold weather to get the birds to migrate south. They will do it when there's food and water available. And I know there's kind of a drought up north of us, and that's what I think is the main driver of bringing those ducks down here. All right, here's an answer on the Bohemia Spillway. But we had a wildlife management area in Louisiana, Plaquemines Parish, called Bohemia, and this is evidently one of those landowners I mentioned. It says Bohemia has been returned back to us, the landowners, unless he's talking about the public, but I think he's talking about private, after being raped of oil and gas by the Orleans Levee Board. That wouldn't surprise me. Anyway, I'll talk to Ryan Lambert more about that and see if we can come up with exactly what happened. I remember there was a controversy. The landowners were out of probably millions of dollars of royalties and went to the Orleans Levee Board, and for some reason that tract of land was no longer designated as an open state wildlife management area. All right, here's a report last Sunday in the Miller's Ditch area. Got into a mess of redfish. Every cast for a couple hours produced a red, all catch and release. Caught five flounders in the mix. That was catch and release, too. But the worm says it was one of the most satisfying trips he's ever had. You know, that worm, that's why we keep going back. You know, those trips are few and far between where you can just every cast catch a fish. But, boy, they're so rewarding when they come around. And here's our news chick listener, an old friend of mine, Deb. She says, man, I miss Hokie. I just watched your turkey hunt on Bayou Wild TV. Man, I miss Hokie. Well, you're not the only one, Deb. A lot of us do. Left us way too soon. All right, attorney Manley is back. He wants to invite me to fish with him and his son later today or tomorrow if you're still around. I'm going to call you. Maybe we can do it a later date. I'm not going to be able to do it today or tomorrow, but love to go with you, Manley. We can maybe put a trip together. And we got Jeff Laborde, Trucker Life, heading to Oxford, North Carolina. What you got going there? I guess work, huh? I'm also hearing from my hunting buddy up at the Old Six Hunting Club up in Washington Parish. And he got a couple of notes. He was talking about his favorite venison recipe. And I think it's called duck out. I don't know why a venison recipe would be called duck out unless you leave the duck out. I'm not real sure about that, but he sent me the recipe. I'll check it out. But it starts off venison loins whole, combine a half a stick of melted butter. So the start can't go wrong there. He says it's the best venison roast he's ever eaten. And on a side note, our Pennsylvania rifle season opens up this morning. And our friends at Stritty's Camp up in Pennsylvania, near Indiana, Pennsylvania, they're out there in that 26-degree weather, and it's windy. Yes, indeed. And he's also talking about Hennessy smoked backstrap. And by the way, the Pennsylvania boys are coming down here. Hopefully I'll get to see those guys. I made a trip up there with them and enjoyed it. All right, we're talking about those flounders that the worm had to release. Well, no longer. On Monday, we're back to being able to catch and keep flounder. Don't forget, Louisiana, there's no size limit, but it is a 10 per person per day limit. And generally, 10 flounders, one person in a day, that's pretty hard to do. But if you happen to get them, you can keep them beginning Monday. All right, we're going to be back to talk to Captain Mike Gallo, get his fishing report from the Slidell launch where he leaves. It's called the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. We'll find out where he's headed, what he's hoping to catch, and how he can maybe help you do the same thing. Back with his report right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, here we are on the Thanksgiving weekend, you know, yesterday known as Black Friday, and this weekend two of the biggest shopping days of the year, and it's also two of the biggest fishing and hunting weekends of the year. And if you've got a boater on your shopping list and you're thinking, what can I get? They got everything. They got the life jackets. They got all the latest technology, the electronics. I got fishing rods, ice chests. What can I give them? How about a CETO policy? Yep, you hear us talk about it all the time. That's where it's like having a policy on water, whereby if you break down, you need electrical problem jump, you need fuel brought out to you, if you run short, any kind of breakdown, no matter where you are out in the marsh or the open water, and you need help, you need to get towed in, get out of that ice cold weather. It's peace of mind, and you can provide that as a gift by getting in touch with CETO. Get a policy. It's $249. That's for a whole year's coverage. Then they can renew it every year after that. It's easy to get. CETO.com is probably the easiest. But if you like the chat, you want to call Captain Chris. He's always willing to talk fishing and also CETO business with you. Call him at 504-301-4545. It's like a AAA policy, but only on the water. Put out by CETO. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, let's see. We set the stage here. It's a chilly morning over there. We got winds blowing, probably out of the northeast, supposed to switch around to the southeast later on. Water temperatures dropping. What's your plan for today?
Well, Don, I fished yesterday in similar conditions, a little bit more wind, a little bit less temperature, or cooler, I should say. And we made our way down to the intercoastal waterway where we had protected water. And we bounced around the intercoastal waterway fishing cuts and drains, washouts, shell bottoms. We fished by the wall. We fished by the lock. And we had a better day than I expected. I had about 30 speckled trout. I had a half a dozen freshwater catfish. Had a couple of redfish, some black drum. Had a striped bass. Of course, we caught two flounder that we had to release, but it was a very good day. It was very pleasant.
I was waiting for you to say a partridge and a pear tree at the end there. That's quite a mix, but boy, I ended up with a very nice day. I'm sure your customers were happy.
Yeah, I've been fishing with that same group. The children were 9 years old when their grandfather and their dad first brought them, and now those children have children of their own. So it's become a tradition at this point, and I look forward to them showing up on the Friday after Thanksgiving, and it's not necessarily about putting fish in the box. That's just a bonus.
Yeah. What was the method y'all were using? What baits, and how'd you work them?
We fished mainly live shrimp on a drop shot down on the bottom. We saw some pelicans working along the shoreline. You could tell they were working a school of bait. They would dive down, and they might only get up and move 10 feet and dive back down again. So I knew there was bait along that shoreline. I watched it for maybe 15 minutes, and it seemed like one area they sort of stayed in. So I picked up the anchor, moved down that way, and got closer to them. And the majority of our fish came from there. It did seem like the fish were in small schools. They would come through, and for 5 minutes, we may catch five or six of them, and they may be gone for 10 or 15 minutes. Then they'd circle back around, and we'd catch five or six more. And that just became our pattern. Of course, we weeded through quite a few small ones. But it was a very enjoyable day. Once it got to be about 10 o'clock and the sun came up, it wasn't nearly as cold as it was first thing in the morning. So it was a great day. I enjoyed it.
Well, that's interesting strategy, letting the fish come to you. But, you know, a lot of people would make the mistake of when that school comes through, you nail a few, and all of a sudden it goes silent. They want to leave. Why did you stay and then find out there was a pattern of school after school moving in if you just waited them out?
Well, when you have harsh weather, high winds, cold temperatures, and it's kind of sudden, and you find a few, you better stick with them. Don't move. Don't look for biting fish after you found biting fish. So we kind of squatted. I was willing to give it an hour, and within an hour, we sort of recognized this pattern. And, you know, it's a family. So if one's fishing off the front of the boat and one's off the back of the boat, and they miss one, they share the information. And the other ones would reel up and cast over there. Whereas we all know men have egos, and if they miss one, they're just going to grab another shrimp and try to throw over there and catch him the second time. And they may have moved on by then.
Sounds like teamwork. Mike, good report. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And if you would, give us out your contact info if people want to get a hold of you and book a trip. We got plenty of time. People on vacation with these holidays and the kids are ready. Good way for a family to get together and spend some time in the outdoors.
Yeah, this cold that we have is really going to extend our bite period into December. And fortunately, got boats, got several captains that went from me, and I have open this myself in December. So it's shaping up to be an extended, a prolonged period of good fishing. So, yeah, you can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You can find me at my website, which is AAofLA.com. And the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
There it is. Sound like you're in a little windy spot there this morning, but that's okay. Go get him, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, our born-on-the-bayou kind of guy. All right, we come back after this. Time to get some info for you paddlers, you kayak, canoe lovers. Brendan Bayard's going to join us and talk about the current conditions as we head into the winter patterns for all fishing, including from the kayak. Right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Now, as y'all can tell from these reports, the fish move inland in the fall and winter months and make them more available to people who paddle. And if you need some equipment, let me suggest checking out No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. In addition to the paddle sports equipment and the kayaks themselves, they've got all kind of accessories, fishing tackle used for the local area. And they're a fly shop specialist. They'll even offer some fly tying and fly fishing classes periodically. And they've got the sharpest looking apparel to make you look good as well as being a good fisherman. Check it out. And if you want to check on those classes, talk to Justin. You'll find him at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us now, and good morning, Brendan. Glad to have you with us. I think first we need to talk about the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Fallen Tide. It's snuck up on us. It's next weekend. How's it shaping up, and how can people get signed up if it's not too late?
Yeah, Don, they can go to our website, Bayou Coast, bckfc.org, and look for the link and sign up that way, or they can come out to the event and sign up that Friday night. We'll have a captain's meeting over at Delta Marina, but I'm really looking forward to it. This time of year, if you had to boil down my favorite time period of year, it is this late November, early December time period, where the fish just kind of pool up in areas when the winter fishing patterns just really take a nice early hold, and it'll send fish into big groups in deeper dead ends or on scattered shell flats. It's just heaven this time of year going chase big trout.
For someone not familiar with Fallen Tide, what are the fish? What's the structure? What are you looking for? And what are the boundaries, if any, and the time and where to register?
So the fishing takes place all up and down Plaquemines Parish, starting up in Myrtle Grove, going all the way down to Venice. So anywhere and all in between, you can fish your kayak. You can fish multiple locations throughout the day. Weigh-in is at Delta, and you're looking for a slot redfish, a speckled trout, and a flounder to add all together to have your aggregate weight, and you weigh it as a slam against other competitors, and the winners get some really awesome prizes. You get some goodie bags, and it's a good time with good food, and you meet a lot of people that share a passion with kayak fishing, and you probably meet a few buddies to go fishing with.
Yep, and I'm sure you can always pick up tips. You guys are always exchanging intel and information among the kayakers, and that's a good way to become a better fisherman. It's a great event, and it's a great organization. Other areas that you might suggest for people to try this time of year? Over there, Darrell Carpenter was telling us about Off Highway 1 down there near Grand Isle.
Yeah, Leeville and all the way around Fouchon and those borrow pits. That's going to be real popular this month. As soon as the weather has those first cold snaps, those fish fill those borrow pits on the side of the road, dead end canals. Leeville's really good. Catfish Lake, all those canals in Catfish Lake. That whole Highway 1 corridor has endless possibilities for you. You know, you look at the prevailing wind direction. If it's coming out of the east, you might want to tuck into Catfish Lake and get protected by that levee. You know, if it's light wind, you might want to go out into some open shell flats like Lake Jesse. If it's, you know, coming from the north side of the north side, you could duck into the borrow pits and get the road to block the wind. So lots of good opportunities down Highway 1. lots of great fishing this time of year.
Yes, there is. Brendan, anything else before you go? Typical, what would be your favorite artificial bait go-to this time of year?
Oh, you know, I like to throw the Myrdines and the Corkies this time of year. Unless it's a warm day, you know, if you wake up on one of those foggy, warm days in the winter, you're throwing topwaters. But something about getting those really big fish, they hold up a little bit longer on that bite when you throw that Corky with that soft feel in their mouth. And when you're looking for that one fish, you don't want him to hit the top water and scoot on over if he makes a bad strike at it. That Corky, it really never fails to get them to hold it in their mouth long enough for you to reel them to the boat.
Got it. What we'll do next month, Brendan, when we talk to you, maybe come up with a few stocking stuffer ideas for the people that have a kayak fisherman on their list. Maybe we can come up with some of those.
Oh, yeah. Lots of good stuff to outfit your kayak and help you become a better fisherman or just make it easier and more enjoyable.
All right. Thanks, Brendan, for the info, and good luck to everyone fishing in the Fallen Tide next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Don. Happy Thanksgiving.
There he goes. Same to you, my friend. Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters for the Paddler Report. All right, when we come back, we're going to start our in-the-blind duck hunting reports. We'll talk to Mike Smith. I hunted with him down in Delacroix, and I've been hunting with Mike almost 30 years, and he briefly misidentified a bird as a pterodactyl. What species do you think it was? If you saw our Facebook post, you probably know. If you do, text me, 504-260-187. If you don't, we'll tell you when we come back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I had an excellent trip at Delacroix with Captain Mike Smith, Louisiana Duck Hunts, and we'll be joining him in the blind in just a minute, get to a couple of text messages. The Worm texted us back. He said, last Sunday, the Coast Guard were doing boat inspections at the Lake Catherine Marina. Cost him $35 for a fire extinguisher, a reminder to have everything in order before hitting the launch. Good advice, and yeah, it costs you $35. That's the fine. Then you still got to buy the extinguisher, right? Well, got to get it done. And a question from Tony. Is there still a Cajun invasion fishing trip to the Gone Fishing Lodge in Alaska? I've made the trip twice and would like to take my grandson. Well, you know, after doing 17 years of Cajun invasions to the Gone Fishing Lodge in Alaska, I do not have an official one planned, although it could change, but as of now, I do not. But I suggest, Tony, that you contact Ralph Crystal, the owner of the Gone Fishing Lodge, and he'll put together one of those trips for you. All right, we come back after a quick 10-second station identification pause. We'll end up in the duck blind with Captain Mike Smith. We'll do it right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Captain Mike Smith joins us now. He's in the duck blind. And, Mike, do not let me interrupt you if you've got something going on. Let us know if you got some birds that pop in there, because as they tend to do. But I'm recapping the trip we had on Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. Really enjoyable hunting with your grandson, Donovan, and Michaela, your granddaughter. Great to meet them. And it's another generation of your family that I've gotten to get together with. But the birds that I counted, let me see if I had this right. We had two spoonies, two spoonbills, three ringnecks, a dogree, and 15 assorted blue and green winged teal. That accurate?
Right on the button. Oh, yeah. You got it.
And we had another bird that you briefly misidentified, and I've never seen you do that before. You'd be identified it as a pterodactyl. What did that bird end up being?
It was an eaglehead blue goose. Came right over the decoys.
Yeah, he just kept coming and coming. I'm looking at this bird, and I'm looking, is it a cormorant? Is it a pelican? And you said, look, a pterodactyl. I said, no, it's a goose. And all of a sudden, four guns went off, and he was in the decoy. Beautiful bird, too, by the way.
Oh, it's a beautiful adult eaglehead. But it's a little slow this morning. We only got two birds down. The water's like glass, smooth as a mirror.
Well, didn't you tell me that the trend has been that they've been flying a little late, like after 7 o'clock is when it picks up, right?
Exactly. So I think our best shooting is going to be after 7 o'clock, and I've seen too many days like this. Real slow in the morning, then all of a sudden they come out the woodwork.
So you're not getting any of that wind they predicted?
There's zero wind.
Wow, that's a surprise.
I mean, zero.
Looks like the meteorologists made an error on them. Well, you know, unless it picks up later on, which I'm sure it'll pick up at least a little bit. Well, all right. Now, you took Thanksgiving Day off. How did you do yesterday?
Yesterday? Oh, we limited out. Yeah, we had all teal except for a spoonbill.
Yeah, those teal have been thick.
Yeah. Yeah, we killed, we limited out by 7:30. You know, we had some good shooters, and they made their shots count, and we did it again. You know, like you said, we don't need weather to push them down. All last week, it was 80 degrees and foggy, and it was limit hunts every day.
Right.
You know?
And there wasn't any brutal cold fronts up north of us. I mean, it was, normal winter weather, but it's length of day and the food and water availability is what they need. Now, if they provide that artificially north of us, that's going to hold up our migration, but it's been a surprisingly good season this year. And if anybody hasn't been out and they kind of got away from duck hunting because there wasn't enough birds or action for them, boy, this year is certainly different. I hope it's going to continue for the second split.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Hope the grays move in. But the grays have been farther out. Wait. Speaking of grays, hold on. Where's my duck call? They on a mission.
Even a five-time state duck calling champion can't pull them in all the time, Mike. Doesn't happen all the time.
Doesn't happen.
Well, tell me, how's the rest of this split? I mean, it's coming to an end soon, the first split, and then you got the whole second split. How's the bookings look? And I know you got multiple guides if people want to get in on it. It's easy hunt. I mean, if you can step from a dock to a boat, you're in the blind. There's no paddling. There's no mud walking or none of that stuff. You make it as easy as it gets.
Oh, yeah. If it's warm enough, you can come in your tennis shoes. We run from my boat's a Go Devil floating barge blind. We got a flip top waterproof roof in case it rains. The other boats are regular Go Devil boats with pop up blinds, but no walking through the marsh, no pirogue rides, none of that old style stuff. But I have a few opens with my other guide. My boat is booked every day, but the other guides have openings, so. Give us a call, and we have six different private leases that we move around to. Today we hunt in the lease that we hunted Wednesday with the 200 decoys. Hey, Don, you available after the season? We'll come pick up all these decoys.
I'll check my schedule and get back with you on that one, Mike. Give us your phone number and website if people want to contact you.
504-228-4506, laduckhunts.com.
Easy enough, laduckhunts.com. Thanks for the great trip, Mike. Really enjoyed it. Always a pleasure hunting with you down there, and best of luck to you on the rest of the season.
Thanks again. I'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah, we'll be checking in with you from week to week. Thanks again, Mike. And there he goes into the duck blind. Get back his call and get to all right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to another duck hunter, Captain Ryan Lamb, but also going to ask him about the demise of the Bohemia WMA. What exactly happened? I know it went back, I think, to the individual landowners of the oil and gas royalties. Being conducted or extracted by the Orleans Levy Board. It was a mess, but it's no longer there. Anyway, that's gone, but there's other opportunities. We'll be back to talk to Captain Ryan. We're also going to check in out west at Hackberry. We'll get Kirk Stansel in here, too, to find out what's happening in his duck and fishing world over there near Lake Calcasieu. We're back right after this. Now, the only question that more people want to know than is Lane Kiffin going to leave Ole Miss and go coach at LSU is how is Ryan Lambert doing in the duck blind? I can't help you with Lane Kiffin's decision, but I can find out what's going on in Ryan Lambert's blind. Let's join him now. Captain Ryan, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing good, buddy. Slow for me. Jake shot about six volleys already, but I'm a little slow today. It's been great all week, though. They smashed them all week. Then they say, okay, they're not going to fly too good. You come with us today, boss.
Well, don't be surprised. The reports I've been getting, and I witnessed it too, the birds have been flying a little later than usual for some reason.
Yeah, 8:30
sure
after they feed, they get up and move around. So I'm going to be here when they do it.
I hear somebody panting. Is that one of your customers or is that Kinley?
That's both. That's Kinley today. I got Kinley today because I'm in a little boat today. My transmission went down yesterday on my boat, so I'm in a little boat today. So I only brought one dog. I usually have both of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought I recognized her voice. Anyway, what kind of birds have y'all been shooting? The species breakdown.
Everything, buddy. Mm-hmm. Very few divers, a couple, but not many. You know, we're getting a few canvas backs already, but that's going to get better and better as the season progresses. Lots of pintails. There's a flock of pintails right there. That's their little hearts.
Let's see if you can whistle them in. There we go. Nice pintail call.
It went right by me like I wasn't even here.
You know, I was thinking about the other day when I was in the blind. We had a flock of teal that came in. It was a bunch of birds. And at the same moment, another separate flock came in, and they both kind of met in the middle right over the decoys. There were four of us in the blind, 12 shots. Oh, I was 11 because Michaela had an over and under. She only had two shots. We put eight birds down. What's the most birds you ever put down out of one flock? That's the most I've ever seen and witnessed.
More than that. Where's the rest of
them? We got some shooting going on.
He's leaking oil. He can't take it much longer. And there he goes. Kinley, back.
Oh, boy. She did a dive there. She'd been waiting for that one. What kind of bird was that?
Teal, green-winged teal.
Okay.
He hit it good, but it was going away from him. It just kind of turned back toward the blind and leaked all until it comes down.
Yeah. Well, getting back to that question, what was the most you ever knocked down at one volley?
I don't know, buddy. I tell you what, when we had John Best that day when them 400 pintails come over.
We should have had more.
Yeah, then we had a flock of green wings, about 250 that day. We killed 13 out of.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a lot of birds out of one flock.
I've killed 11 out of 11 Greater Canadas out of a flock one time, just a whole flock. It was so weird because everybody shot simultaneously. Boom, boom, boom. And when you're looking for another bird, and the whole sky was empty. It's the weirdest feeling.
Yeah, I know that feeling on small flocks. But this is, you know, it's incredible because you would think everybody, most people are going to shoot at the same bird. But when you've only got 11 shots and eight birds hit the deck, people are shooting at different birds at different times, and that's unusual. Yeah,
you know, the good thing about hunting with guys that know the game and they got taken to go shoot in their quadrant, that's so much important. You know, just you shoot the right, I'm going to start on the left, you start in the middle. You know, if you got guys that can do that, you can really do well. Or if you have Ed Sexton and you got 20 birds coming to decoys and he shoots one on the water. You hear me, Ed Sexton?
Ed likes a sure thing. Ed always did like a sure thing.
Huh? Panthers was coming in. Boom! I said, what the world? He said, it was right there.
Yeah, heck with everybody else in the world. Hey, we were talking about Bohemia Wildlife Management. Do you recall, refresh my memory, what happened? Why did that WMA go away?
Lack of use, and it was hard to manage. And they gave it back to the landowners, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
it was producing a lot of oil and gas revenue, and it was going to the Orleans Levy Board or the state, and it rightfully belonged to the landowners, and ended up getting it back, and the WMA went away.
Yeah, anything in Plaquemines Parish is subject to controversy, I promise.
Yep. Well, look, how many trips can you book? You got a bunch of guides down there, and if somebody wants to get in on what has been a surprisingly good season.
A tiny bit after Christmas, and really, that's the last day of the season, the 25th of January, I got some room.
Yeah, you got to watch those tides down there, huh? You got those negative tide dates.
We got a lot of days in January we can hunt, can't hunt. But if I figure out the divers on the other side in open water, then I'll go ahead and book those days. But I got to go out there and research it on the negative tides in December. And if I can kill them good, then I'll go ahead and book it.
Got it. Well, for people to find out, CajunFishingAdventures.com, give them that telephone number.
It's 504-559-5111, but the fishing is special right now in the rivers. I thought it was going to go to 5. Now it's going to go down to max 9, 4-1, which won't hurt us. So that little surge go by, and then it says all the way to Christmas at 2-something. It's going to be the best fall fishing we've seen in a long time. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it makes for great blast and cast. Makes for a great opportunity. All right, keep Kenley busy. I hear she's getting nervous, so y'all go ahead and kill some birds, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds great, my friend. We'll see you.
All right, there he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, we come back. Let's see, I got a message. Bohemia is private property. Yeah, it went back to the landowners. He says he manages it, whoever that was. All right, and also heard back from the Worm, the $35 fire extinguisher. That was, they let him go buy a fire extinguisher and did not write him a ticket. Very nice of the Coast Guard. All right, we come back after this. We headed out west, Hackberry Rod and Gun. We're going to talk to Captain Kirk Stansel, that is. He'll be back with a report from the duck blind right after this time out on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And in moments, we're going to be joined by Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. But I got another one of these great recipes I just wanted to share. Papa Roth, he says, I know it's late getting in the truck on the way to work at St. Tammany Hospital, but his favorite wild game dish is he makes individual bruschettoni with backstrap fillets cut half-inch thick, pounded, stuff them with Italian breadcrumbs mixture with olive oil, Italian cheese, lots of mint, garlic, salt, and pepper, rolls it up, ties it, and browns it in a hot black iron skillet, then place in homemade tomato sauce and bake it in the oven with a little mozzarella on top over angel hair pasta and squeeze with fresh lemon slice. Ooh la la. Boy, that's a great recipe. We thank him for that one, Papa Rafe. I need to go visit you on that night. All right, let's talk to Captain Kirk. He's out there in Hackberry. And yes. Oh, here we got action, boy. It sounds like it's going good.
God, dog.
Sound like a miss. Sound like a miss. Well, what happened?
Go ahead, Don.
Give us the replay.
Well, I'll try to if some come. That was whizzing there. All right. Well, we got number 7 in the blind right now.
That's good.
So, no, it was gadwall. Okay. We had ducks flying pretty good this morning.
What species? Great.
Yesterday, the day before, no problem getting our limits, and there's been a lot of ducks. It's been a good year so far.
I tell you, it has all across the coast. Been surprising how many birds are here. And, again, you know, we really haven't had what they say we need is that extreme hard, cold, free. No, a lot of that was during those foggy mornings when it was in the 80s and 70s we were still getting birds.
Yeah, we, you know, even when we were dead calm, ground fog, the first 8-9 days, we were still shooting ducks.
Yeah. So, well,
and there's a lot of ducks in the marsh.
A lot of teal still over that way?
There are some, but it's not as many. The teal are just kind of held up and not moving around much. But the Wigeon gadwall, they've been good.
You know what we've seen on the hunt I made? We've got some beautiful ringnecks, and I mean some really plump, nice-looking birds. And there's 419% was the report when they did the flyover increase over what was here last year on ringnecks. Are you getting your share out west of those birds? Are they showing up over there?
Do we do? And not where I'm hunting in the Hackberry Marsh, but the Johnson Bayou Marsh. There's a bunch of ringers down there. They're fun to shoot, that's for sure. And you know, they get a bad rap. People think it's a bad duck because it's a diver, but it's a really good duck.
It's actually kind of in between because if you notice, you know how puddle ducks will jump up when they flare, where a diver duck will run like he's an airplane taking off?
Exactly.
They jump like a puddle duck. So they're kind of a cross, and, man, they're just a welcome bird to add to my bag, I can tell you that.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. And they're sporty.
So once you put the guns in the cases and you pull out the fishing rods, how's that been?
Say that again. The fishing's been good. Well, we're not going to go today because it's just blowing hard. And we got fretful weather for rain and all later in the afternoon. So somebody might brave it and try to go, but for the guys I've talked to so far, they're not going.
Yeah, well, I don't blame them. Get by the fireplace and watch some football and eat a good duck dinner is what my suggestion would be for the spending this afternoon. Kirk, we got some time left. Got a whole second split ahead of us. Give us some contact info. Somebody wants a book, a cast and blast, or a blast and cast, or a blast or a cast.
Okay, they can give us a call at 337-762-3391. Our website's HackberryRodAndGun, spell out and.com. And give us a call, man. Duck hunting's good.
And book them for yesterday because that's when they should have been there, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's it. You got it. Should have been here yesterday.
Y'all have a good one, Kirk. Always a pleasure,
thank
my
you,
friend.
Don. You too, man.
There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. Well, here comes the music. It's already gone, come and gone. Two-hour show going to be done, and I'll be making my trip to the outdoors this week. I had a deer show up on my camera in the backyard. I got to investigate that a little bit more. That happened early this morning. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Thanks to Andrew Pearson back at the mothership. Thanks to all our field reporters, and thanks to you, our listeners, who now, some of you for 36 years, been listening to this program each and every Saturday morning. We hope it becomes a regular feature. We'll be back next week to do it, 5 to 7 a.m. It's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.